Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our 4 convenient locations and online at boardwalkhardwood.com.
Rick Grimsley, Dan McLaughlin, Randy Carricker, great to have you with us on the opening drive on 101 ESPN. The Hall of Famer Bernie Federko joins us. Of course, he's a Blues analyst on Bally Sports. Good morning, Bernie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Randy. I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Okay, you are one of the nicest people in the world, but tell me this, in your heart of hearts, do you just love seeing the Blues crush the Blackhawks?
I think everybody does. I think that's just always the way it's been. It goes back such a long way. I actually, right now, I kind of feel sorry for the Hawks right now. It's hard to say that, but that was a pretty miserable performance by them last night. They've got a long way to go. They're rebuilding, I know, but that was pretty ugly for them, and hey, I guess it looks good on the Hawks. And you know what? They've had their share of good times.
Bernie, that was their 50th loss of the year. That's just, in an 82-game schedule, it's amazing to think that was loss number 50 for them.
I know, 50, and they can't score goals. And I mean, I don't know the last time, Randy, there where I watched a game where the first 4 shots on goal went in. I don't know, and that doesn't happen very, very often. But they've been shut out 13 times this year, and they've had a lot of injuries as well. They've had a lot of guys out of the lineup, in and out of the lineup. So I mean, when you look at the Blues, we've lost 42 man games, and they've lost 340 man games. So it makes a big difference when you're not a healthy team. But you know what, we get to laugh. Unfortunately, we don't get to laugh enough because. Are we going to be able to, you know, kind of make something almost impossible happen and win the last 3 games and see LA and Vegas lose so that we can maybe get a playoff spot? But hey, it is what it is. We just have to continue to watch what happens.
Well, Bernie, as you mentioned, with the win last night for the Blues and the Vegas loss last night, they're still alive in this thing. Are you surprised that they're still alive, considering it seems like they were starting to turn the page with some of the younger players coming in, and you're dealing with some injuries right now? Jake Neighbors day-to-day, Justin Falk out likely for the rest of the season. Are you surprised that they're still alive in this?
Well, not really, Brooke. I mean, when you looked at the schedule, I mean, they should have, I mean, these last few games, I mean, they should have won. I mean, they ended up getting a point in San Jose, but they beat San Jose, or lost to San Jose in overtime. They did get a point, but they beat Anaheim, they beat Chicago. I mean, those are the games that I expect them to win. I mean, those teams are the lowliest teams in the league, so you expect that to win. But, you know, I'm surprised that what's been going on with especially Vegas. I mean, Vegas has really, really struggled. I know they get some people out of the lineup, but I mean, you know, they went into Arizona last week and they gave, 6 goals up in the 3rd period, and ended up losing that game. They had a 4-1 lead, give up 6 goals and lose 7-4 in Arizona, and then they lost in Vancouver, lost at Edmonton last night. No Connor McDavid last night for Edmonton. They still lost 5-1 or what it was. So that's the team that's surprised me right now, because I mean, they're the defending Stanley Cup champs. But I think the bad news for Blues fans is that both L.A. and Vegas have got 4 games left each, and they're all 4 of them are home for each team. So I mean, that's going to make it very difficult for the Blues. But, you know, the Blues, I give them a lot of credit there. They continue to fight. The young kids are getting involved, and this is still, it's playoff crunch hockey. They're not in the playoffs right now, but I think the pressure is on, and I think this is a good learning process.
What are you seeing out of the Blues offensively? And I asked that, Bernie, because they've scored 5 goals for the 2nd straight game, 5th time in the last 10 games. What are you seeing in the difference with what they're doing offensively?
Well, Danny, I think it's the competition that they're against. I mean, you're playing against Anaheim, you're playing against Chicago. Both teams don't defend very well, so I think that's part of the reason the offense there. But, I mean, I think Robert Thomas went through a spell where he struggled. The last couple of games, he's kind of come through. I mean, Kyrie the same way, but I think it's more against the competition that they're against that you're able to score goals. But you know, right now, I mean, Bannister has been kind of mixing up and matching the lines and trying different combinations. And I mean, Shen back on the left side with Thomas is with Bolduc. That line has played very well. I mean, Kyrie has kind of come alive a little bit, shooting the puck, getting his opportunities, but. You know, offense is a crazy thing. It's kind of confidence. You score a goal early or get involved early, and all of a sudden you get a good scoring chance. It goes in, and I think you get more adrenaline. You keep up the scoring. So whatever it is, I can't really put my foot on. I wish I could put my finger on and tell every team what you have to do to score every night. But it's just kind of a funny thing. You go through peaks and valleys, and right now with some of the guys, they're just on a peak.
Bernie, on the flip side, last night was Joel Hofer's 26th start. He's been great. 2.72 goals against, a .914 save percentage. Are you sold on Joel Hofer now as an NHL goalie?
Yeah, he's done a great job. You know, for a rookie season, I think that he's still probably going to have to learn a few things. I mean, he handles the puck very well. I think last night he was a little over-aggressive coming into the net a number of times, making the plays up there, and I think that's something that you can't do each and every night. But I am sold on him. I think that the tandem that the Blues have right now with Binnington may be the best in the NHL. Both guys can be very, very steady. They don't allow what I would call the goals that kind of get everybody on their head on the bench to put their heads down because, oh, here we go again. Can't believe that we were seeing a goal like that. So, I mean, but Joel has been absolutely outstanding. And I've been talking about Binnington all season long. So the goaltending on this team is very solid for the future.
Bernie, I asked my two co-hosts this question yesterday, and I'll ask it to you because you're a Hall of Famer and you know what a winning team looks like. If you could add one element to this team, doesn't have to be a player, but one element to this team to get them over the hump, what would it be?
Oh, boy. I think that a big defenseman, a defenseman that can kind of control, I don't know what I want to call it, like a Norse trophy kind of defenseman, a guy like a Josi or a Makar or somebody like that, I think would do wonders for this hockey club. You know what? And I'd like to see, I'm just going to add something. I'd like to see, you know, some more physical players, a couple of guys that kind of have an edge. That can still score, but you know, this is a team that I think that is now starting to believe in each other, and I think it's little pieces that are interchangeable that can have an effect, but certainly having a defenseman that really can light it up and kind of take control of the game. I think that the teams that have that type of defenseman are the teams that really, really kind of seem to shine.
Bernie, three games left tomorrow. The Blues take on the Carolina Hurricanes over at Enterprise Center, and we will be tuned in. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. You have a great weekend and great Masters weekend. It's always the most fun.
It will be great, no doubt about it. You enjoy it, too. Take care.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.